Good evening. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. Today is Monday, March 18th, 2019. Welcome to our meeting where we'll try to get you out of here as quickly as possible. I know there's a lot of brackets that need to be filled out during the next couple of days, so we'll move along as quickly as possible. If Reverend Connors will lead us in prayer, we will get started.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for the blessings you've given unto us throughout the night, as well as allowing us to rise to see a new day. We thank you for your love and your kindness and understanding. Tonight, Lord, we ask you to let the Holy Spirit guide our leadership for Duplin County. Allow them to have the wisdom and knowledge that is needed to continue to further, to move us forward. We ask you not only to bless the commissioners, but also the staff that works with them throughout the day. Remember our law enforcement, Lord, as they're traveling up and down the highways, protecting us from the harms and danger. And for those that have fallen officers, we ask you to be with their families as well. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have one of our employees tonight, Jamie Carr, who works here in the front office. She's out tonight, and I'd ask you all to keep her and her family in your prayers. She's having somewhat of a family crisis, so I'd ask you to keep her in your thoughts and prayers. With that, has everyone had a chance to review the consent agenda? Does anyone have anything to add?
I don't have anything to add.
I do not.
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
I received the 2018 data card for the children population in North Carolina, and especially they specify the children in Duplin County.
Did you want to address that on the agenda, the data card?
I'm here for a closed session.
Well, what's the closed session? Is it legal, or is it economic development, or is it personnel?
It's whatever we want it to be, personal.
Well,
no.
Did you want to share this with the commissioners or with the public?
Not with the public, with the board.
Okay. Do you want to take a look at that one? Can we pass it up to Mrs. Boyd and see if she's got a look at it?
Okay.
Anyone else have anything to add?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to add the presentation of a resolution approving emergency repairs to water lines during Hurricane Florence for the board's consideration. The county attorney will explain the need for this resolution as it relates to FEMA storm-related reimbursements of emergency repair costs. We're requesting these repairs be covered by FEMA, and we need a resolution of from the board saying that the way we did it and went about it was within county policy.
Okay. Anything else?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
I have to do it at public comment.
Well, you don't need to do a public comment because you're on this board with us, but I'll put you on the agenda and you can share it from, so you don't have to get up. How about that?
Okay. Well, okay. Went over.
All right. So, Ms. Ladson's data card for the county will be added to the agenda as well, assuming that just passes. So we have those two items. I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and properly seconded that we do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. I'm seeing here number one before public comment says administration budget amendment journal entry report. What is that?
That is your regular county manager approved budget amendments.
Okay, that's
just in a different format.
I just never seen it
with the new
read that way. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's with the new software report.
Okay.
Two individual
signups. Okay, so now it's public comment time. We have two folks signed up. If anyone else wants to sign up, please raise your hand. We have Ronnie Bostic first up. Come on up, Mr. Bostic. Yes, sir, right there.
up until December 3rd, 2018, I was a sworn deputy with Duplin County Sheriff's Office. At that time, Blake Wallace got sworn back in, decided not to swear me back in. I'm not here tonight because I'm mad about that. People say, well, he's here because he's disgruntled or he's mad. I'm not. I've had two offers to go and get sworn in at other agencies. What I am mad about is the way he went about notifying me. I received this notice, which was dated November the 30th. It was hand-delivered to my house on a Sunday night, December the 2nd, at 7:30. And it says, as I prepare to begin my fifth term as sheriff of Duplin County, I have determined your services are no longer needed. As a result, effective immediately, your association with Duplin County Sheriff's Office is hereby terminated. That right there is after 39 years and 9 months of service to the Duplin County Sheriff's Office. Two sentences. That right there to me is a slap in the face, and I think if it happened to you, you'd feel the same way. Ladies and gentlemen, there is problems at that sheriff's office. Right now, as of last week, they were 12 road deputies, short out of 24 positions. They're working at half staff on the road. School resource officers, there's vacancies in the courtroom. There's problems, and the problem is leadership, and not just the top leadership. I've heard it's salaries. Deputies leaving because of salaries. The last several that's left over there has left, gone to jobs making less money. I'm not saying road deputies don't need more money, but I'm saying the reason they're leaving that sheriff's office is not because of money. It's because of what they have to put up with and the leadership they've got. There's two sets of rules to go by over there. He's got a set of rules for his little group. He's got a set of rules for others. Jerome Henderson retired the last day of January. 30 years with the department. Didn't get a thank you. Didn't get a letter. Didn't get a handshake. Didn't get a phone call, a text, email. Got nothing. Got nothing. They went over and took everything he had, even his service weapon. And I think it's on the agenda tonight to give two. But he's not one of them. You have different rules. But the reason these deputies is leaving is because of these rules. They see what other people's doing and getting by with it, but yet they can make one little small mistake and they're gone. They had an incident sometime back out on I-40. Supervisor. Black male was in custody in handcuffs. He was assaulted by a supervisor. The officer that was working that day was called in and his body cam was taken. Several from the office reviewed those tapes. The tapes were sent to be reviewed someplace else. That was the extent of the investigation, was to review tapes. Nobody at the scene was interviewed. The boy that had the body cam on, he was not even interviewed. Now, if showing tapes solves an investigation, then we're in trouble. When you've got witnesses at the scene that was not interviewed and not even asked a question. So as far as I'm concerned, there was no investigation done. But this person that assaulted him took an oath to uphold the laws of North Carolina. And I've been in law enforcement almost 40 years. And that right there is a chargeable offense. But nobody's ever been charged. The only investigation was done was some people looked at the video. As you know, and you can read about, they're showing videos on TV today. It does not show the full picture. But yet you got people that were seen, and there were several agencies involved in it. You got people at the scene that actually saw what happened, but none of them were interviewed. I'm telling you, there's problems over there, people are being treated different, and that's the reason the deputies is going out the back door. You know, and money, I'm not saying they don't need it, but money's not going to solve your problem. When you're 12 deputies short out of 24 that works the road, the people in this county is the ones that's getting cheated. Question to you, and I'll probably be back to find out the answer. If he's not paying these people, where's all the money going? Is he going to turn the money back in at the end of the budget year? I understand that's what's supposed to happen. Anything left in your budget at the end of the year reverts back to the general fund. He should have a lot to turn back in. And I'll close with this. I worked for him for 16 years. I worked for 4 sheriffs in this county. There's only 2 other people in this county can say that. That's myself and Gary Murphy. Only one other person has put more years in than I have, and that's Glenn Turnigan. I worked for him 16 years. I've never seen him walk on water, and I don't know why he thinks he can. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bossett. Next up, we have Rita Butler. I've known Rita Butler for 25 years. She looks younger each time I see her.
Thank you. Good evening.
Hello.
My complaint is simple. Everybody can see it. Saw it on the way up here. It's visible every day. Trash.
Yes.
Trash.
Yes.
Our county is trash.
It's about time.
I came to Duplin County in 1958, and I remember there was a road sign on 117 between the Bay Road and headed toward Rose Hill. And some governor obviously had done this campaign. As I grew older, I figured out what that was. The campaign was keep North Carolina green and clean. North Carolina is either, it might be green, but it's not clean. I went to work at the clerk's office in 19, and I retired for 35 years of service, and I received the Order of the Longleaf Pine Award. You heard that. But there was a charge when I got in court. It was a charge of unsanitary privy. For you all of a certain generation, you don't know what that is. That is outside toilet. There was an ordinance, a law in Duplin County against not having the correct facilities. Outside toilet. You had to have it right. So if you can regulate an outside toilet, why can't we regulate trash? All you have to do, my solution, you don't have to necessarily pass. I know it's, you can't enforce anything. We need a lot of things enforced. The health department enforced the unsanitary privy. But if you have somebody to ride up to a house, put his trash all in the wood line. I'm not talking about hurricane trash. I understand that. I'm talking about trash in the wood line, trash in their backyards, trash. Trash along the highways. If they can clean up a stadium in New York, not picking it up by hand. They have a machine. It's a vacuum machine. You run it over, it picks up trash, loose trash. On the way up here, insulation. Once that trash gets in the woods, who's going to go get it? Nobody. I don't know what the solution is. That would be my solution. I know it costs money. But, you know, 20 years from now, you look, I've got addresses. In fact, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One of them is Highway 11. Check your highway when you go home. Just look along the ditches. Look along the wood line. You'll see your trash. Somebody else's trash. I pick mine. Half mile from my house, from my house to New Christian Chapel Church, I go along and pick it up. Plastic dog food bags this big that will never rot in the woods. I go half mile down. I pick up trash. I pick up bags that are dropped off on the highway that other people drop on the way to the landfill. I live on the corner that goes to both landfill, you know, both highways. I pick those up, take them myself. Check the record at the landfill. I've called numerous times for bags left on the side of the road. So my thing is, we need to do something about the trash in our county, or you need to ride to Maple Hill in Pender County and see what your county is going to look like in 20 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Blackwell.
Any questions?
You want to give me those addresses, Rita?
You want them in public?
No.
Okay.
You'll run me. You call me with them. Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Butler. All right, moving along. Mr. Wolf.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm here tonight to hold a public hearing to discuss purchasing property adjacent to the airport on Best Road. The asking price is $110,000. And we are planning to use economic development funds for the purchase, but it does require a public hearing before we can approve purchasing that land.
Okay. At this point in time, I will open this matter up for a public hearing for any of the public or any of the board to entertain or to ask any questions of Mr. Wolf about this purchase. Does anyone want to be heard? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. Anything else you need to relay to us, or will you make an entertaining motion?
No, I'm ready to entertain
a motion. Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the purchase.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we purchase 47.35 acres on Best Road, Kingsville, parcel 13-3107-2, adjacent to the Duplin County Airport, for $110,000 from Mr. Benjamin Lewis Grady Jr. and wife Ashley Grady. Any questions or concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up we have Amanda Justice with the Tourism Department.
Good evening. How are y'all?
Oh, good. How are you?
Good.
It is that time of year again. Caught off the presses as of last week is our 2019-2020 Visitor's Guide. So I just wanted to get on the agenda tonight to make sure that each of you got one. Okay. On the cover is the new tasting rooms at the Duplin Winery. To tell you a little bit about where we put these at, we printed 15,000 of these this year. They go in the brochure racks that we have throughout the county. We also take them to the travel and trade shows that we go to. For instance, we were on base at Seymour Johnson Friday, passed about 200 of those out. We go to the Southern Women's Show in Raleigh. We pass anywhere from 600 to 800 of those out. They also go to the welcome centers across North Carolina, including the I-95, Roanoke Rapids, Seagrove, Wilkesboro, Charlotte, Dobson, Kings Mountain, Waynesville, Mars Hill, and Shiloh. So I just wanted to stop in and give you a little glimpse of what's to come. Do you guys have any questions about them?
Looks good.
That's all I've got, unless you've got any questions for me.
Thank you very much, Sister.
Thank you.
Oh, excuse me for a moment. Since you are the person for tourism, as the young lady has spoke before about the trash along the road, when I first, second, third meeting that I was here on the board, I brought up that we are better than all of this trash. So how are we going to, you know, Sin, this is a beautiful book. Nothing against your work. But who's going to really want to come with all this garbage? It's ridiculous. We have to also confer with the company. On my way here on Bowden Road, on the left side of the road, there were three boxes from Hardee's. I slowed down, but a car was behind me, sitting on the side of the road. And every place you go, there's trash. It's ridiculous. There has to be a plan, and I spoke about that first. I can't even ride in the car with my husband telling me, I don't care how much trash you see, I don't want to hear about it. So, this is beautiful. But who want to come when you got a step in muck?
Those three tourists that threw out the trash bags that Miss Justice attracted.
The book is great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Next up, we have Angie Quinn with Soil and Water.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
I'm here with another stream debris removal project. We had a bid opening for Gravelly Run, Little Limestone, and Gum Branch on February 27th, and the Blackman Company of Smithfield was the low bid in the amount of $80,760.45. I'm here tonight to ask that you award the Blackman Company's a contract for stream debris removal in Gravelly Run, Little Limestone, and Gum Branch. The funds are included in our budget.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we award the Blackman Company's the contract for stream debris removal projects on, is it Gravelly or Gravelly?
I say Gravelly, but I'm not sure.
Go with you. Gravelly Run, Little Limestone, and Gum Branch. Any discussion?
While they're picking up the debris, they'll get the trash too.
They should get the trash too.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up we have Donna Brown with the Water Department.
Good evening. Every 3 years, Dupin County Water requests sealed bids for mowing all the water facilities. On February 22nd, we had five bids turned in, and the lowest bidder was JNS Lawn Care and Landscaping. So tonight I need you to approve the contract for 1 year with an option to renew for two additional years.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve to enter in the contract for mowing with water facilities and interest to West Park Drive with JNS Lawn Care and Landscape for 1 year with the option to renew for two additional years. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up we have Bob Houston with Emergency Services.
Good evening. Tonight I bring before you a addressing and road name ordinance that we need the county's approval for. Purpose of this ordinance is to provide a uniform system for all addressing and structures, residential and business throughout the county. It's necessary to facilitate the provision of adequate public safety and emergency services and to minimize difficulty in locating properties.
Okay.
So moved.
All right, it's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the amended Dupin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any discussion?
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
This is what, to give addresses?
Yes,
to
ma'am.
Facilities, places that don't have it?
That, and also new structures or anything of that nature.
Oh. Will this be worked in coordination with the GIS mapping over there, or will this be done in-house?
It's done with the GIS.
They have their own addressing and GIS department within emergency services, but they do work hand in hand with the GIS office and the tax office.
Anything else? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Also, just FYI, we do have our new ambulances outside. If anybody wants to after a meeting, go outside and take a look at it. It just got delivered last week and put in service. So if you want to take a look at it. Thank y'all.
All right, next we have Ms. Sims Carnegie with the Health Department.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
A few things on behalf of the Health Department to bring forth you guys tonight. The first agenda item is a request to lease two 2019 Ford Explorers. A little bit of history behind that. One of our programs, the Pregnancy Case Manager High Risk Prenatal Case Management Program, receives state funds. With those funds, we would like to lease two Ford Explorers. Currently, that staff is driving two 2001 Ford Crown Vics, which is part of our fleet at the Health Department. They were actually surplus from the Sheriff's Department a couple years ago. With this funds of the request, you guys have actually the lease quote and the specs from the Ford dealership. With these two vehicles, the money, if it is not spent, will probably be returned to the state. We have two more years with the case management program, and that money, if it isn't spent, will more than likely be returned to the state. This ask has no county dollars associated with that.
You did shop in county, correct?
Yes. So I do had a from Bill Caron. You guys have the quote for that. It will be financed. It's a two-year lease that will be financed through Ford Credit Municipality. With that, after 2 years, the county will have the option to buy each vehicle for $1. There is no...
So moved.
Second. Been moved properly second that we lease the two 2019 Ford Explorers for the Health Department. Some discussion.
All right, Bob, they're yours in 2 years.
All
Find eight quarters.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is related to reappointing of two of the Board of Health members for their second three-year term. Ms. Adele Cooper, who is a registered nurse, and Jorge Trillo, which is a public member, to reappoint them for the period of March 2019 through March 2022.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly stated that we reappoint Ms. Adele Cooper and George Trujillo to the Duplin County Board of Health for the term of March 2019 through March 2022. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The next three items are sort of reports that we have to present annually to the Board of County Commissioners. The first one is our community health needs assessment. This was completed in 2018. It's completed every 2 years. It's a state requirement. With that, the priorities that came out of that were four things. The first one is chronic disease prevention and management, access to care, which relates to health providers and specialty care, as well as after-hours care for patients to see providers, disaster recovery and mitigation, and substance use for our youth and adults. So these will be the four priorities that we will be looking at as the county, and we'll be discussing more with our Board of Health. You guys actually have a presentation in your packet that you guys can look more detail at the specifics related to that. Any questions about the community health needs assessment? Okay. The second report is our communicable disease report. That is for the calendar year 2018. This is of any communicable disease that has been reported of any of our residents. So it's a resident of the county. You will see there's information that includes the rabies follow-up, tick-borne disease, vector or mosquito-borne disease. Because of our wet winter we had this past year, so the increased numbers of Legionellas was up. You can see the food-borne illness numbers, STDs, hepatitis A, B, and C. Just note that 2017 was the first year of reporting, so we will start to see the numbers increase as we move forward, as well as now we're doing more with prenatal patients. As it relates to flu, we have had six deaths in Duplin County in 2018 compared to four deaths in 2017. As a state, thus far this year has been 135 deaths as of March 9th related to the flu. Any questions about the communicable disease report? The last report is the child fatality annual report for calendar year 2018. There were a total of eight deaths that occurred in the county in 2017. So the child fatality task force reviewed those cases quarterly throughout 2018. The purpose of the local CFPT is to identify deficiencies in the delivery of services to children and families by the public agencies, make and carry out recommendations for changes that will prevent future child deaths, and promote understanding of the cause of child death. Of those 8 deaths, 4 of the infants were born prematurely. 1 was a 16-year-old killed by a motor vehicle accident. 2 were congenital malformations, and 1 was an undetermined death. Any questions about that? Thank you.
Thank you for the updates.
Okay, let's see, I have Pam Brain with HR.
Good evening. How are y'all tonight? All right, I have 2 items on the agenda. The first one we discussed at the board retreat back in February with the proposal to update the personnel policies. I made all the changes requested by the county manager and the county commissioners, as seen in the email I sent you guys with the highlights, and was wondering if you felt like adopting that tonight.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the updated employee personnel policies as presented, and that I be allowed to sign a resolution to approve. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Thank you.
And the second one came from the state. They have updated the record retention and disposable schedule. They wanted all the counties and cities to adopt. I also emailed that. Did I email that? I did not email that. I did. Okay. Couldn't remember. Sorry. And would like your permission to adopt that as well for the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Just tells us when we can get rid of personnel records, finance records, etc.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the 2019 North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources Division of Archives and Records, Government Records Section, Local Government Agency, General Records Retention and Deposition.
The Record Retention and Disposition.
Put in their deposition.
Jim.
Are you deposing me?
No.
Okay, disposition schedule. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Y'all
have a good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I would like to request that you fill the vacant accounts payable position. This is a budgeted position at grade 66 with a beginning salary of $31,087.
So moved. So moved.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we allow finance to advertise and fill the accounts payable position. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
We have Mr. Rose with the tax office.
Good evening.
Good evening.
About 2 years ago, Duplin County elected to go to a special board of equalization and review. And at that time, Mr. Gary Ainge, Mr. Norwood West, Mr. John Smith, Mr. Edward Dale, and Mr. Gerald Quinn were appointed to a 2-year term on the Board of Equalization Review, and that time has expired, and I would like to recommend that y'all reappoint those.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved to reappoint Gary Ainge, Norwood West, John Smith, Edward Dale, and Gerald Avery Quinn to the Board of Equalization and Review for another 2-year term. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
After the 2017 revaluation, the county elected to go to a 4-year revaluation cycle versus the 8-year that we had been on, and that would have put the next revaluation at 2021. I'm asking tonight that if we can move that back 1 year to 2022, what with the all the damage we had with the flood, and that being most of the areas that we'd worked at that time.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded approved to move the 2021 reevaluation up to 2022. Authorize me to sign a resolution to delay the county's next scheduled revaluation from January 1, 2021 to January 1, 2022, and to implement subsequent reappraisals every 4 years, starting then, I guess, 2022, 2026, 2030.
Yes, sir.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I would also like to have an opening for a real estate appraiser. The last gentleman resigned, and I would ask that y'all give me permission to advertise to fill that job.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded that we approve to advertise and fill vacant real estate appraiser position in the tax office. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries.
Well, thank y'all very much.
You want to do, let's see.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now on behalf of the Animal Advisory Board to request that Mr. Jamie Wood, who is the town finance officer in the town of Magnolia, be appointed to the Animal Advisory Board to replace Scotty Summerlin. Ms. Hale advises me that Mr. Summerlin, due to his duties with the town, has a conflict with their meeting nights, and he's unable to attend their meetings. So they would like to appoint Mr. Wood to serve in his stead.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and properly seconded that we appoint Jamie Wood as a member of the Animal Advisory Board as a representative for the municipalities to fill the unexpired term of Scotty Summerlin. Any questions or concerns? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Who do you want to be next?
Could we hear from Ms. Savory regarding the resolution approving emergency repairs to water lines during Hurricane Florence?
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
Thank you.
I apologize that I couldn't get this to the board sooner. We met with FEMA Thursday afternoon, the county manager, county finance officer, and myself, to discuss outstanding FEMA claims. And one of the claims that was discussed was the one related to the water lines. As you may all recall, when the hurricane hit, 34 lines were taken out, water lines throughout the county were taken out. The utility director during that period of time had contacted, prior to the storm, four different contractors to see if she could get assistance if the storm were to hit and impact Duplin County. She was able to get two of them to commit to help the county. Those two helped the water department in order to get all those lines back operational so that you could get water back to your citizens a lot faster than you would have if you had to bid them out. Under the general statutes, there is a provision that waives bidding if it's truly an emergency. Obviously, based on the hurricane, we do consider this an emergency. It was not something we really could have prepared for better than what we did prepare for. Your water department also has a policy that has been approved by the state of North Carolina, and your county utility director complied completely with that plan by contacting the different contractors and getting them to agree to come out and assist when she needed them to assist. What I'm asking today is because the FEMA claim said at this point it's been tied up a little bit because of the fact it was not bid out and wait 7 days to see if we could get bidders. Obviously, we couldn't due to the emergency situation. I'm asking this board to approve the actions taken by your water director. And as I stated, this was the policy that's been approved by the state, what's been done in the past two hurricanes by your water department, and clearly qualifies with the state's law as an emergency. So if this board would approve this resolution, I'd like to have the permission to send it to FEMA so that they will accept the claim and hopefully reimburse us the over $600,000.
Second. Moving properly second that we approve a resolution approving emergency repairs to water lines due to Hurricane Florence by waiving the bidding requirements that is required per statute. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have just a few announcements and some reminders for the board. There will be a special joint meeting of the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education on Monday, April the 1st at 3 p.m. be held at the Lois Britt Agricultural Office Building in the Cooperative Extension's large conference room. That's room 104. The purpose of the meeting will be to discuss the proposed fiscal year 2019-20 budget for the school system. Now, that meeting's at 3 o'clock, and then we'll go right into the Board of Commissioners meeting that night at 6.
Which will be here.
Which will be here, yes, sir. The following morning at 7:30 a.m., there will be a joint meeting of the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Trustees at James Brunt Community College. That'll be April the 2nd at 7:30 a.m. It'll be held in the Williams Building, room 100, on the campus of JSCC, and that will be for you to hear the proposed budget for James Brunt Community College for the next fiscal year. On March 28th, that's a Thursday, the Duplin County Opioid Summit will be held at 10 a.m. that morning at Duplin Commons in the Ed Emery Auditorium. Registration begins at 9:30 a.m. I believe Ms. Reese is here from East Point. Did you want to say anything to the board regarding that?
No, just that we welcome you back all the time. I think Commissioner Dow is going to attend and do the welcome.
What time is that again?
10 o'clock.
A.M.?
Mm-hmm. 10 to 1, and we understand if you can't stay for the whole thing. We do have, with our coalition, we have about 45 to 50 already registered to attend. We've got a couple speakers. A group called STOMP, which is Students Opioid Misuse Prevention Pharmacists, Student Pharmacists out of UNC, and then we've got Harm Reduction coming, and then we also have a family, parents coming to give their testimony about losing their son to a heroin overdose. So we've got probably 10 to 15 vendors, so it's going to be a great event. Thank you.
Thank you. The North Carolina Association of County Commissioners District 6 meeting will be tomorrow night in Jacksonville beginning at 5 p.m. It'll be held at the Onslow County Government Center. I will be attending. If any member of the board would like to go, if you just let me know, I'll be glad to let you ride with me. The board has been invited to attend the opening of the Joanne Cowan Brown Native Plant Garden at the Cowan Museum of History and Science. That will be held on Monday, April the 25th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m.
Monday, April 25th?
That might be Thursday.
The 25th?
April.
That's a Thursday.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, you're right. That is a Thursday. My apologies.
And at what time?
It'll be from 5 to 6:30. Also got a correspondence from the town of Green Evers. They wanted to let the board know that they will be having their annual Fireman's Day parade and festivities on April the 27th. That's Saturday, April the 27th. And they requested that any member of the board who's interested to please consider riding in their parade, which begins at 10 a.m. that morning. And I have the numbers if you would like for me to RSVP for you. I'd be glad to do that. Also, just a reminder, I believe Mr. Houston spoke of it earlier, but your new EMS ambulance is here in the front parking lot if anyone would like to take a look at it after the meeting. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are you ready, Ms. Glass? To address what you want?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead. You have to go.
I attended a meeting on this past Wednesday. And it has a an outline chart of the fatalities in Duplin County, so North Carolina, in the children's population. In the state of North Carolina, we have 2,432,812 children, and Duplin population for that is 14,508 children. And it goes on to say about the percentage under age 6 is 30%, and for Dukeman is 31%. And it talks about the rate of birth, the fatality, and also about the education level and the income level compared to Dukeman County to the state of North Carolina. If anyone wants to, you know, take a copy and look at it, they can. I thought it was, you know, informative, because we really don't, a lot of people don't know exactly the what's going on with Dukeman County. So if anyone wants a one there, a lot of people can have it.
Thank you. Do we have any other business? Hearing none, I want to entertain a motion to adjourn until April 1st.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second. We adjourn until April 1st. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We adjourn.